The United States isn't the only country dealing with election angst. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Democratic Republic of Congo was supposed to have their presidential elections this year. But now, well, it isn't pretty. And then, we'll tell you about a new campaign propelling the Great Commission forward in audio. And you can get involved. This is news you won't get anywhere else. To begin with, the Democratic Republic of Congo is incredibly tense in the wake of large-scale riots that swept through the capital city, Kinshasa, just a couple weeks ago. According to their constitution, President Joseph Kabila was supposed to step down in December. Instead, he announced a two-year delay in the election process, and the country convulsed in protest. George Durance of Teach Beyond explains.
People are very, very unhappy about the fact that the president has postponed the election and used a devious way to get around the census and the actual planned election.
While things seem like they've stabilized, it would take very little to reignite trouble.
They want reform. They want change. They need jobs and education and so on. So some very basic living issues are driving the unrest.
Teach Beyond partners with a school in Kinshasa. Their emphasis on biblical worldview helps to transform their community. And these are really exciting days for the evangelical church in the DRC, in spite of the unrest, because God's fingerprints are everywhere.
So we don't become discouraged when we see this upset, but we really call on our people to pray for the brothers and sisters who are there, because we don't want the evil one to put a damper on the great things that God's doing.
And then ask yourself, is God calling me to pray, give, or go? And yesterday, we talked about the gospel's role in reconciliation in South Sudan. Jeff Stamm of Set Free Ministry says God is paving the way for them to encourage healing in schools, too. 2 years ago, the Ministry of Education in South Sudan gave Set Free two abandoned schools to reopen in a small village that had been evacuated during the civil war. God has worked quickly since then.
We found out last term that they had four volunteer teachers and they had 39 students. That representative of four different grade levels, and they started the school. And we were wondering if this would even happen within the next year. So we were amazed at what God is doing.
Repairs are still being done in the second school, but it's scheduled to be open by the time school starts next January. And the hope is not only for children to hear the gospel, but for the schools to draw people back to the village. Already, it's been working.
Parents are bringing their kids back if they were still in the village, and families are returning into the village, it sounds like. So we've been very happy about that.
Please be praying for continued peace in this region and that God would use these schools to reach a nation. And we celebrated recently with Faith Comes By Hearing for the completion of their 1,000th language audio recording of God's Word. Now, Bill Lohr with Faith Comes By Hearing says they just started their 1,000 More campaign. It's about making God's Word available in audio form to another 1,000 language people groups.
If we can get to that 2,000 recording mark, that actually represents about 97% of the world's population that speaks or signs one of those languages. So that's very significant.
Why such a big push for audio recordings of the Bible?
Major industrialized nations, they require public education, but many, many people in the world, over half of the world's population, don't have that luxury. So the reading and the writing is not something that they're able to do, and even if they are a little bit, it's not at the level where you can read a text like the Bible and really have true understanding. But these are very smart, intelligent people. They do communicate orally, so if you can get it into a format they can use, like audio, they can sit and listen and they can really engage with God's Word.
By praying for and supporting the 1,000 More campaign, you can play an active role in God's Great Commission to make disciples of all nations. Get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy by clicking on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.